Smirnoff, the world's number one vodka. Best mixed with friends. Release the flavor with Smirnoff Soda Lime Smash. Serve up with a squeeze of fresh lime, topped up with soda. Please drink responsibly.
Stephen Fry here. My new podcast series, Great Leap Years, is brought to you by our tenacious friends Hyundai, who are so determined to make better cars, they make the robots that make their cars. And not only that, they make the steel that makes the robots that make the cars. As industrious as they are, they even make a ship or two in their spare time. And to get my new podcast series, visit stephenfry.com/Great Leap Years.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Denise Still. Crazy after all these years.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker. Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens. Just a heads up that Ronnie's microphone wasn't really working during this recording, so he sounds a little echoey because his audio is basically being picked up by my microphone. So sorry about that. We tried to make it sound as seamless as possible, but you know, we're really bad at that. Let's have the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this beautiful Thursday afternoon is the lovely and talented and very artistic and almost perhaps an honorary member of the Illuminati. It's Ronnie Karam, also the host of the Rose Freaks Bachelor podcast, Roast Podcasts.
Hi, Ben.
Sorry.
What if we just roasted roses? You're like, oh my god, did you see that rose? What a bitch.
What a stupid rose. Like, bloom more. This is an exciting day because it's Thursday, so we get to talk about Real Housewives of New York. But also, we are now officially 1 week out from our Phoenix show next week. Yeah. The Phoenix show, we're talking Real Housewives of New York. There are tickets still available. Not too many left, so you better hop on them. Go to watchacrappens.com to get those tickets. Well, just a link to the ticketing link. And if you're in San Francisco, 2 days later, on June 23rd, we are doing a big show in San Francisco where we're talking Southern Charm. You have to be there. This season of Southern Charm has been out of control. And I mean, who doesn't want to be in a room of like 300 people screaming at Ashley's stupid hair, right?
Oh my god, that is going to be an Ashley pylon. I'm so excited.
Yeah, mass pylon. Let's get it all out.
San Fran and Real Housewives of New York and Phoenix. You better get your butts there. And then our shirt for the month is, what's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? You can also find that at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah, very, very exciting. We're a week away from those tour dates, so definitely act on them, please. So,
and now for the most fun episode of the season.
Oh my goodness.
Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah, way to like hype up our Phoenix show by a week prior airing arguably probably the worst episode of the season so far.
Well, I can't call it the worst because it was like a dead guy, you know, so you're supposed to be like, yeah. Oh, I felt things. I mean, I kind of did because, like, who didn't love Bobby?
Yeah, no, everyone loved Bobby, but it's more like this was a very Tinsley-heavy episode, and now we're understanding what the dangers of that can be because it was, like, a lot of her trying on wedding dresses.
That bitch is crazy.
She's crazy.
She's officially crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can totally see her in the bushes now in Palm Beach, like, hunting her ex down. I can totally picture her with an air rifle, like...
Or at least just in the hedges hunting down a wedding dress. Like, she's just, like, outside of Vera Wang's boutique in Palm Beach being like,
oh! I was actually there for the wedding stuff with Tinsley. I thought it
really?
Was hilarious. Yes, and I love Tinsley's mother.
Dale is great. I mean, it's
I love Dale.
I just feel like watching someone trying on wedding dresses, especially when there's no wedding, is, like, not the most exciting form of television.
It's not exciting when there is a wedding.
I know. It's something that we see a lot on these shows, and it took up a lot of airtime. Like, there was not enough Dorinda this episode.
Well, Dorinda was horrible. You know what? The other girls were really horrible this episode. Like, way to change all of our alliances again. Now this episode, Bethany looks like the nice one again.
Yeah.
And all the other girls look like vindictive little monsters.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy how fast they can change it.
Bethany looked like the nice one, but she still did some things where it was like, it's classic Bethany. Should we just get into it?
Yeah. So Ramona is the one who says previously, and she says it like this. Previously.
Priv is here to do my makeup, okay?
Priv is one of the reasons I look like my daughter.
Yeah. Previously on The Real Housewives, everything went to shit. Luann went to jail, and everyone laughed about her getting out of her handcuffs.
Yeah. One thing I noticed in the opening is, you know how Bethany is all like, every year now she's like, well, one thing is C, but another thing is B. You know, it's like all has a B in it.
Yeah.
I just noticed in the opening they have her saying that standing right in front of an A sign. Like one of those reading signs in a restaurant, right. Or like she was on floor A or something. Oh my god, even just the editors think you're an asshole.
Some subtle like signage shade being like, no. It's better, maybe better to be strong, but you're on floor A.
Yeah, they're like, we're not giving you a B, honey.
So the episode opens up, and it's like very sad. Like, the music is immediately sad. We knew this was going to be the episode where Bobby dies, Bobby's Aaron, but I didn't realize it was going to just open up like that. So the music is like, it's like sad, like, you know. Sad, like sad, long notes, you know?
Yeah, it's like on the Casio keyboard, there's one like, bleep.
Yeah. That's like the, that's more like the Dorinda answering machine voice. Hey, it's my answering machine, so leave a message after the beep. Dorinda answering machine is the same as morning music. MOUR.
Dorinda should be like the busy signal, and you leave the phone off the hook in the old days and then go.
Hey, you want to hang up your phone? No. No.
So let's watch about how a bunch of housewives can make this about themselves.
Yeah.
It's like always a good thing when there's something like legit sad. Like, let's see who can make this their issue.
Yeah, exactly. So Ramona and Dorinda are in a big, you know, SUV going. I think they're going to the funeral. And well, I mean, we never actually see them there, right?
Well, it's just how they set up everything. They're like, okay, Ramona, everyone's going to be confused about this scene. Everyone's in black, and we're playing one chord over and over again. What should we do? And she's like, hi, it's me, Ramona, in a car with Dorinda. I can't believe Bobby pissed. Yeah. Like, I can't believe it either. You know, I feel bad I wasn't able to go see him. You weren't able. He's been in the hospital for 2 years, Dorinda.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Those little glass balls, dude.
My Lady Gaga costume fell apart, and I was like, I have these half circles. So I called SNL, Andy Samberg's son. And I was like, yeah.
SNL.
Yeah. So Ramona goes, I got a text from mutual friends and from Jill herself that Bobby had passed away. So
Ramona's sad face. She's like, I am so sad.
I knew how close they were, and I just feel so bad. And I feel
so the way that they show men being good men versus men being pricks are the good men buying things, apparently.
Yeah.
Because that's like every memory is like, I got a surprise for you, baby. He's like, what is it, jewelry, Bobby? And he's like, no, it's a car. And I'm like, Bobby was such a good guy.
I know. I have to say, I mean, my heart did sort of like have like a twinge of, not twinge, it was like my heart like wept when we heard Jill do her sort of, we forgot this like iconic thing that she'd always do. She goes, oh, now Bobby. And I was like, oh, the Jill Zarin Bobby. Bobby.
That's sigils there, and that will always stay creeping in my brain. But yeah, Bobby was such a sweet guy.
Yeah, everyone liked Bobby. So Ramona's like, once I find out that Bobby was really, really sick, I said, I don't care. I'm going to visit her and Bobby.
I don't care if Jill was a monster under the bed that it took renting a baby. Fine. See it and get rid of it. I had to call Ghostbusters last time I saw Jill.
I don't care if I get slimed, okay? I'm going to go see her. And I'm going to ask her, hey, do you know how to mount a television? Because my television in the Hamptons isn't working. I was wondering if you could do it for me, Jill. Thanks.
Very Ramona. She's like, I talked to Jill. We cried, and then we talked, and we cried, and we talked, and then we cried, and then we talked. I'm like, Ramona! Get to the goddamn point.
And we both agreed that I'm renewed.
We both agreed I look like Avery's daughter, okay?
So then, I don't know if she's
like, well, I don't know if Bethany's going to go over there to see her because, you know, it's been 6 years and you just got to get rid of resentments. I'm like, oh, excuse you, you're Ramona.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I also thought what was interesting was when Ramona started talking about or wondering if Bethany was going to go to the funeral, the music switched from like, to all of a sudden, it was like, it like got jazzy all of a sudden, and I was like, oh, I was like, oh, are we sort of like in a bemused state all of a sudden? But then it was like, it was a very quick scene because then we cut to Bethany and the music was like, I was like, oh. So
I got a really big hat, really, really big hat. I'm gonna be the most funerally out of everybody at this funeral.
She looked very Wicked Witch. I mean, she had a witch's hat on. I was like, listen, I know this is a funeral. Like, this is a time to be respectful and not to come in scaring everyone that you're going to start singing Defying Gravity, okay?
I know. Hey. Not even scaring them, but, like, giving them something to look forward to. You know?
I'm Defying Gravity, huh?
Up, yeah. Defying Gravity. You don't want to say Gravity? Get out of here. Shut up. You're stupid.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I'm up here. Like, so what? Like, I'm an astronaut. Guess what? You know who else? You know who else defies gravity? Everyone who's gone into space, okay? How about that? So, shut up, witch.
Get me off these strings.
But I'm a witch. Like, can we like not like? Can you like ease up on this person in the water? I'm like a witch. But I just thought it was funny that the music was like jazzy for all of 2 seconds. I guess that sort of did denote like, okay, that Ramona is gossiping. So when Ramona gossips, we don't have to be serious. We'll be like lighthearted for this 2 seconds, yeah. And now we'll go back to being serious.
Yeah, it's like Bobby said, which is very sad, but these women are still jokes.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom, dum, 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 dum. And they also whipped out a lot of their Sex and the City music for this episode. They've always had it.
Yeah.
It's like that xylophone.
It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a marimba or something. They love that. They love transitioning by going, you know, to like a new Did you notice that Bethany was getting a ride from non-Kevin?
Yes, Kevin was like, oh my god, I have to listen to enough of this bitch on a regular day.
He's like,
now she's defying gravity, forget this,
I get a day off. He's like, you are supposed to be in Aspen! In Aspen! He becomes one of those clap yellers. Be in Aspen!
I love that the new guy she got is like some choir boy. He looks just like, oh my god.
He's an intern.
Like, what did I do?
He is petrified. It's like back in...
What's the matter?
It was like back in 2003, I was working for a studio executive who was yelled at me for 12 hours every single day. And one time it was like a Sunday and his grandmother died. And I was like, he was in Sundance. And I was like, yay, he's in Sundance. And then he's like, I got to come back early because my grandma died and you have to pick me up from the airport. And I was like, okay. And I had to like drive and pick up my morning boss from the airport. And I had to drive him all the way back. And I was like, I have to be like, I have to be, I'm like still your supplicant, but I have to also like somehow be like emotionally there for you right now. And it was like very difficult.
Oh no, I'm your driver, I'm not there for you emotionally, okay? My ass will never fake it, which I guess is why I was never asked to be anything for anybody.
So, aww.
Well, I mean, driver-wise.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'd be there for you,
thanks.
But not just driving.
Like, yeah.
If it was an Uber.
I don't think you've ever driven me. I don't think I've ever, cause, well, you don't have a car anymore.
Yeah, I used to drive us sometimes. We used to take turns driving.
Really?
It's just been so long since I've had a car.
I know, back in your Fiat days.
Oh, no, I never took you in that. I always took you in my Prius.
You know what? That's right. I did ride in your Prius.
I was too embarrassed to put anybody in the Fiat because the Fiat was one of those things that looked so cute in my head, but then I got inside and I was like, that goldfish who's gotten too big for the bowl, like you have to buy a new bowl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't just go buy a new bowl.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
Now I'm just out in the world bowl.
Yeah. The world is your fishbowl.
Yeah. I'm a fat goldfish on a little stick.
You're basically like a Dr. Seuss cartoon.
Yes.
So now we go to Bethany in her Wicked Witch morning outfit. And she's like, well, you know what? I was in Bespin and Sonia texted me and I was like, you know what? I gotta hire a private plane. I was like, you know what? I gotta be strong. It's for me now. Okay? Private plane to New York.
I gotta plan immediately, okay? Like, seriously? Like, it was so hard. And I was with my daughter, but I was like, you know what's more important? Bobby. That's Bobby. So I got a plane. So I'm here. Here I am.
Here I am. I flew. Plane's right here. I literally landed on Park Avenue. Right here.
She goes, Bobby loved me. So that's it. You know, no matter what happened with Jill, Bobby loved me. You know, and I love Bobby, too.
And then they show this clip. Oh, I guess that's later, the clip that they
show. Well, they do show a flashback of Bethany and Jill during their breakup in season 3.
Yeah.
And Jill, it's kind of funny now in hindsight because Jill is like, you know what? I can't be friends with you. You're yelling at me all the time. Like everything I do, you yell at me. It's hard. I can't do it. It's like too much for me. And I was like, you know, it's funny because this is basically what Carol's saying, right? I mean, Carol's like, you're so aggressive, you know?
True, yes. But Jill complaining that anybody's talking to him. I mean, Bethany and Jill together. I mean, people are saying that I hope Jill comes back. Obviously, I hope that's not true.
I hope it's true.
It's just like,
I want Jill back.
Like the poor captions people, the closed captions.
Yeah, it'll be a lot.
Oh my god.
I want Jill back.
Aneurysms happening in the closed captioning room.
I want Jill back. My problem is that I don't think there's room for her.
Well, they can always make room.
Yeah.
As we've seen. So this is where she's like, despite what happened with Jill, Bobby left me. And then they showed some party they were at where Beth and Jill and Bobby were all hanging out. And she's like, if you love me, think of my vagina like a vase and send it flowers. And Jill goes, do you love that line? Do you love it?
Is that not the funniest thing you ever heard, Bobby?
My vagina is like a face? Oh my god! Like,
Jody, come listen to this. Come, Bethan, do it again. Do it again for Bobby and for Jody now. Hey, Jody, I hear you're moving to Jersey soon, huh? Okay, before you move to Jersey, hear this line. Here, come on, Jody. Okay, where's Marion Beanstalk? Marion, come over here. Listen.
Hey, crap, drive on the street.
Hey.
Treat Bethany's vase like a vagina vase.
Hey, her vagina, her vagina's like a vase. Wait, how does it get Bethany? How do you say it again, Bethany? Her vagina's like a flat. Marion, come over here. Come here. This is Marion Beanstalk. She's very important. Bethany, you should meet her. Marion, okay, now she say the thing about the flowers.
I mean, it was hilarious because it didn't even make any sense. Treat my vagina like a vase? You're going to have one bloody vagina. I mean, I hope you're not asking for roses.
If I were to treat a vagina like a vase, then basically that vagina would, like, sit empty on a shelf for, like, months and months and months, and then finally I'd put something in it and it would die.
Yeah, I'd be like, very quickly. Smell, and it's like I never changed the water in the vase, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, why does it smell like fart in here?
Maybe I might put like I might put some decorative things in that vagina just to be like, I have this vagina here. I should do something with it. Here, I'll put some beads in there. Now you got beads in your vagina. Do you love that line?
Do you love that? I love it.
So then Dorinda's back in the car with Ramona, and she's like, this is like Richard. They don't make them like that anymore. I'm like, can someone else's husband die now, Dorinda? Jesus Christ. Every single person has to make it about themselves, you know? And she's like, on some level, I know no one understands, but I bet, you know, Jill's relieved. Which is so sad and probably true, because
probably
had like a long bout.
He had that
cancer, man.
That cancer, he had it for a long time, and so, you know, that was probably very tough.
So this was probably very tough for Jill. Message to cancer from Watch It Crappens. Fuck you, cancer.
Fuck you, cancer.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, thank you for taking some of our favorite Bravo stars like Bobby and also Daisy from Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Like, not cool.
I know. I wish it could be like Steel Magnolias, where you're like, here, hit her.
So then we see a flashback of Bobby last year with Tom and Luann. So I was like, wow, things have changed so much. So now it's Bethany arrives and it's just lots of Bobby montage. There was like a scene. I appreciated this. There was a Bobby scene where he's like, hey, baby, I love you. Whatever he says. And we saw a rare glimpse of Cindy Barshop. And like it was a close-up on Cindy. I was like, wow. They're really bringing out all the tricks.
Vaginas, that one's sparkling. Look at it.
Hey, did you hear this, Bobby? Do that line again, Cindy, about the vajazzle. Do it, Cindy.
Vajazzle, I love that line.
Cindy's like, really? That, 'cause that's all she would say every season. She's like, She asked me about my vagina. I was like, really?
Oh, that was so silly.
She was
Morocco,
like,
really?
Really?
These women, seriously? I'm
she
an
was,
adult with a job.
She was the proto the Kristen, you know, seriously? Seriously? It's really honestly the, like, the woman who really pioneered seriously, seriously was Cindy Barshop. Really?
Cindy Barshop doesn't get enough credit. I mean, Cindy Barshop really was hilarious. She was a hilarious casting choice. It's just that any scene she was in, she's like, she would just look directly into the camera and go, really?
Every single time. I was thinking about it the other night, like 2 nights ago, and I was like, I wonder what Cindy Barshop thinks. Like, does she ever be like, I was on The Real Housewives? Like, how did that happen? I'm like a normal person, just living a normal life, and I was actually on The Real Housewives of New York. I was.
Well, you know, she's got like those little tiny diamond tweezers that you're holding like to glue the diamond on the vajayjay. And some lady's like, oh my God, I loved you on Real Housewives. And she just stops like right above the vagina and goes, really?
Really? She's like, why did you vajazzle really onto my vagina? Really? Everything's just, really?
So Bethany, she goes into this funeral and comes out. And then she's like, oh my God, like, seriously, I was just going to go in and out. And then I couldn't go out because I was like, why am I going to leave? I don't want to leave. Like, who am I going to leave? Like, where am I going to go? Why am I leaving? I just can't leave. Why can't I leave? Why can't I leave? Why can't
like,
I leave?
Congratulations for having, like, a basic amount of empathy for a woman who just lost her husband of, like, 20 years. Like, it's like, congratulations. You had an impulse to want to stay and console someone.
And then she goes up to Jill, who's wearing her diff eyewear. Like, Jill is seriously wearing, like, these big, cute.
There were a little steampunky, like, she was a little Edwardian. I just want to say before this even moment, there was a flashback. I actually started to cry. I'm so embarrassed, but I started to cry of when there was like a scene of Jill and Bobby somewhere, and she's like, well, you know what? The good news is I always have you, and he goes, always. And I was like, I just started to cry.
Yeah, it was sad.
That's sad, you know?
And
they loved
really
each other.
It's cold and shitty to just sit here and make jokes when somebody died.
Well, we're not making jokes at the fact that he died. We're making jokes at some of these women's reactions and funeral garb.
It really was fucking sad. My God. So then Bethany is like, oh my God, Jill, like seriously, I was going to leave. And then I'm like, why can't I leave? Like, seriously, why am I standing here? Why am I leaving?
And then I remembered, Kevin's on vacation. So I just have to wait around for the new kid.
And then Jill goes, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Bobby loved you.
Bobby loved you. Bobby loved you. And Bethany goes, I know. It's like, okay, all right. So
I love that Bethany can even make a funeral about her.
I know.
Jill's like, I'm alone now. What do I do? I'm alone. I haven't been alone in 27 years. And Bethany's like, I know, I'm alone too.
We're all alone.
Here, you be Jill, I'll be Bethany. You be Jill.
What do I do, Bethany? I'm all alone.
We're all alone. Guess what?
Like,
we're all alone.
I have to go to my bed and there's not going to be anybody in there except me because I'm alone, Bethany.
Guess what? I'm alone. We're all alone. I've been alone all this time. Guess what? I used to have Cookie. Guess what? Remember? On the opening credits, it was Cookie. Now, what do I even have? I don't even have Cookie. I have Crumbles. That's what I got.
Bethany,
by the way,
sorry, don't make it about yourself. And then she's like,
I have to apologize to listeners. My laptop just made a ding, and so it was not your phone. It was me.
But it actually worked because I was being Jill and you were being Bethany.
Bethany's like, I'm sorry, I got a text.
I'm wanting
text. Huh? What's going on?
What's the matter? Have you heard of skinny girl jeans?
Yeah. Hey, Jill, guess what? Those jeans look great on you. The skinny girl. You're right? Yeah. Guess what? We're all alone. Yeah, you know what? Guess what? My dad died a few years ago. Remember that? Huh?
Oh, my God. So she's like, where are the gift bags? Like, what? How? Where are the gift bags? What a terrible funeral. And Jill's like, oh, Bethany, I know I was going to give everyone little shot glasses. And Matt's like, yeah, great funeral. Thanks a lot. No gift bags. And then she gets in her car and leaves.
Yeah. I did feel bad when Jill was like, I've been crying for a year. For the last 6 months, he was gone. Bethany's like, yeah, I got it too, huh? Like, I used to have, like, Kevin, where's Kevin right now? I went to Aspen, now I got Kevin, I got an intern driving around. He's gone too. Like, you know what? He's gone. Everyone goes, Jill.
I cried too when I realized there was a size above size two. Like, who knew? I didn't know until people got mad at me on the internet.
So many numbers.
Like, what the hell?
I got a count now? Huh? Whoa, look at Vine Power and Sesame Street? Huh? I can't. Like, kill me now. Like, honestly, just like, 1, 2, 3, I'm dead. I can't.
So the press made this seem like it was the biggest thing ever, because when Bobby passed, everybody's like, oh my God, Bethany's at the funeral, and she showed up with an entire camera crew, and it's like, some people were like, oh, that's so disrespectful, but I'm not fine. One of those people, because they're on a reality show. So it was,
yeah,
you know. But I thought it was going to be like a whole thing, which I can't say I'm sad that it wasn't, because like, right, who wants to sit in for an hour funeral, you know?
Well, they always said that there were no cameras inside the funeral. It was just outside. But some people were like, well, look at Jill Zarin capitalizing off of Bobby's death, having a full camera crew. I was like, you know, you people have to relax. They just shot on the sidewalk. It's no big deal. And as we saw, it was actually totally fine and respectful.
Yeah, even like, me. And I'll take Jill Zarin down for anything. But I was like, well, that's, yeah, fine. So then Bethany's like, she tells us, during the funeral, they kept saying, Bobby would never tell Jill no. That's like what everyone said, that Bobby would never say no, never say no. But you know what? He did say no one time. When she said she's going to make it right with me, he said, no, you're not. You're just going to live with your actions. Like, this is how Bethany has turned it into her.
Exactly. In her mind. Well, she said that Jill wanted Bobby to fix it between the two women. And Bobby's like, no, you got to do it yourself. And then, and Bethany's like, see, so she, that's the one time he said no, it's about me, huh? One time about no. But guess what? He brought us together after all. Because, you know, it was his funeral. I was like, yeah, we figured that out, Bethany.
He fixed it after all.
He died. Yeah, yeah, I can't say he died.
Basically,
he's
like,
dead now.
It's not the end of his line. It's like the beginning of our new storyline.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know.
Yeah. So, like, he did it basically for me. Huh?
Oh, my God. So then Bethany is in the car, and she's already sad, you know. So she's crying. And then Lee is like, hello, is it me you're looking for?
She literally answers by going, yay, hello. It's like, yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just finishing up a set here at the treatment center. I was doing what I call Lubere. Gotta work on that.
Take five, boys. Hello, Bethany.
Oh, by the way, this is very important to me, and I meant to tell you before the podcast. I can just tell you on the air, because who cares? Remember when we saw Countess and Friends, and there was that...
Yes.
That's it. Anyway, going on. No, but
50% of it, yes, I remember.
Do you remember there was that wonderful older cabaret star who just like...
The one that I took off my panties for and threw onto the stage.
Remember how amazing she was?
Yes.
So I was having board game day here on Sunday. My friend David was over here, and he lives in the Bay Area, but he's here this summer, and he's Airbnb-ing. And he had told me he was like rooming with some old Broadway dame. And I was like, what was the name of that lady? He goes, oh, Sharon McKnight. I was like, I fucking saw her at Countess and Friends. So basically, my friend is now living with that old dame, and he's going to give us the hookup, and we're going to go see her again.
Okay, yeah, I want to see her. Now I'm afraid of living with her, because you know she'll be taking the French toast out of the freezer, and like, you don't want to be giving your cash to an old Broadway star.
He says that she's amazing, and I feel like he is so blessed. Like, he wakes up, and she's probably like out there on the piano, like, 3, 2, 1, la da 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 da. If they could see me now, they would see that I've made some toast for you, David.
Oh, that's probably how Luann is in rehab.
Yeah.
So Bethany's like, oh my god, where are you? What's going on? And the man's like, well, you know, it's been so hard on me. I can't believe I got arrested and couldn't be there for Jill.
Yeah.
I love Bobby. You know, I knew Bobby before Jill. It's the first time we danced to Begin the Begin, boys.
Yeah, Luann is like, well, it's just, Bobby's a wonderful man, and I didn't expect to get arrested and not be there for Jill. Just broke my heart. I was like, that is a funny sentence to say. Like, I did not expect to get arrested, so I couldn't be there for Jill.
Well, I didn't get arrested on purpose, that's for sure.
I'm sorry I'm not there, but I'm not sorry. I'm here because I'm doing really well. It's a wake-up call for me, you know? As in, I got woken up and I started saying, good morning, good morning. It's Luann in the morning. Oklahoma is a state in this country.
She's like, do you know where I spent New Year's Eve? In treatment. They didn't even serve drinks here. I had to ring in New Year's Eve alone, not knowing anybody, not giving a cheers to anybody. And Bethany's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. It sounds so lonely. Doesn't that sound lonely? Temporary drivers not paying attention to me. Oh my god.
I was scared to death. I mean, it was horrifying. People I don't know in a room, and we're just sitting there saying Happy New Year, and no one has any champagne. It was horrifying. I was scared. I saw my life flash in front of me. I tried to leave, but then the power of cabaret pulled me back in, and I was like, 3, 2, 1. For old acquaintance, we forgot they're on a yacht over there with Tom.
The thing about being a performer is you never know anybody until they know you. I stood up in that rehab circle and I said, hello, is it Lou you're looking for? Da, 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 because I see it in your Lou.
And I feel it in your New Year's Eve head thing.
And Bethany's like, oh my God, I've never heard you cry. You're being so vulnerable. You're being so honest. I believe it. I believe it. Like, I'm believing this from you. I'm like, I like it. It's a good look for me.
Yeah. You're broken. I like it.
I love that she's judging her vulnerability scale. She's like, you know what? I like this. Yeah. You're doing good. Good for you.
And then Luann, I love this line. Luann goes, I'm so sad I'm not there for Jill. I'm going to go off and do a yoga class and do some deep breathing now. Bye. It's horrifying. What was that? Jill must be just going through so many things. I'll be thinking about them as I do a downward dog. So long.
And Bethany's like, bye, man. All right, let's get to the Piggly Wiggly. All right?
Yeah.
And the driver's like, ugh.
Yeah, Bethany.
Driving Miss Daisy, leave me alone.
Bethany, like, hangs up and she's just by herself and she's like, wow. It's been some day. I don't think I can handle any more emotion, right? Ha, ha, ha. And the driver's like, am I supposed to laugh? Am I supposed to engage you in conversation? As she, like, tucks down her witch's hat and hides under it, he's like,
I'm defying gravity. Ah, I knew it.
Let's face it. It's time for a commercial break. I'm sorry. But if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set. Okay?
Plumbing. Paint, power tools and hand tools, landscaping, ladders, lighting and electrical, sealants, security, storage and safety, workwear, fixings, heating and radiators. The all-new Toolstation catalogue is packed with our biggest ever range of trade quality products, over 11,000 tools, supplies and accessories, all with prices that are... Pick up your free Toolstation catalogue now at all 300 branches.
Tinsley next. Tinsley's hotel apartment.
Before we go to Tinsley, did you see the commercial with Bethany and Kyle?
What is it? What is it for?
So it's Bethany and Kyle. Bethany calls up Kyle Richards and she's like, do you have something to wear for the thing tonight? And Kyle Richards is like, no, I don't have something to wear tonight. I'm a child actress. I'm acting. And they're like, oh, I know this really good stylist. And they're like, okay, let's call the stylist. And they call Edna Mode from The Incredibles.
Lord. I love her, actually. She's the best part of that movie.
She is,
but... I just can't believe she did something with these two jokers.
I like that Edna Mode had a choice in the matter.
I'm not doing that.
So, yeah, they had a really ridiculous commercial. And then it was followed by a coupon cabin commercial. I was like, wow, all the Real Housewives are in their own commercials now.
Is anybody advertising with these people anymore?
No.
It's like skinny jeans.
Yeah.
A jean, you can be skinny or skinny.
Exactly. So now it's Carol. Carol and Tinsley.
More like Daria, though, right?
That one, the scribble you just drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is sort of Daria. It's moody.
So let's see. So at the hotel apartment, Carol is over with Adele. The Carol and Tinsley scene.
Yeah.
The end.
They're all in. They're both in towels. They're going to go down to the hammam that's in the basement of this hotel, I guess. So they get down there and Carol's like, wow, it's hot.
What is this?
Carol. I love when Carol just pretends to be stupid about everything.
I know. It's like you're in a sauna.
What is this? Why is it so hot? It's a steam room!
Oh! She's like, how was it having Sonia as a guest? She's like, it was really good. It was really good. Like, I just don't care anymore. Like, she was really nice. We had, like, fun. I just want to, like, move on.
And Carol's like, this is sexy. Do you bring Scott down here? And she's like, oh, I don't even want to see myself naked, Carol.
So now that Tinsley's decided to forget, and the things that Carol really is an asshole. And this episode, we are reminded of what an asshole Carol really is. You know, she tricks me. This whole season, I'm like, oh, Carol, it's back to the old Carol that I love. This one, she turns into an asshole again, but not necessarily this one. It's just she's such a nitpicker. She's like,
did Sonia just leave an open suitcase on the floor this time?
I'm like, oh no.
I missed that. Why would she say that like a bad thing? Like that's how I am when I go places.
Well, now everybody knows. You go to a hotel room.
No, not my suitcase. Not my parents. My parents love to put their clothing into like a little chest of drawers at the hotel. They love it.
You have to repack. I hate that.
I know, but for some reasons, my parents love it, and the last hotel they stayed in did not have like a little chest of drawers, and my dad was furious. He's like, this place is a shithole. I guess I'll just have to pull my clothes out of the suitcase. I'm like, yeah, Dad, that's like It's like not the end of the world. It's like what I do.
So Carol's like, well, every time I talk to Bethany, I leave thinking, okay, we're friends again. And then something else happens. And then I think, okay, we'll talk and we're okay. And then something else happens. And then we talk again. And then it's okay. I'm like, we got it, Carol. Shut up,
right to the clearer. And then something else happens.
Yeah. So the news is that Dale is coming to town and she wants to look at rings with Tinsley. They're basically going to go through the act of like her being betrothed, even though there's no indication that that's happening. And I don't.
It's just fun to prepare, just in case. Like sometimes we'll just stop, drop, and roll. You know? That's fine.
You know, I don't know if you noticed the name of this episode. Bravo really like knocked it out of the park. It was called Faux Weddings and a Funeral. I was like, that is so brilliant. Like, I'm not even going to come up with a funny name for our podcast
that
episode.
That is a really good
Faux time. Weddings and a Funeral. Faux That's great. Funeral. Yeah. So now, whoa, let's go to Southampton, okay? Well,
first, I just have to point out that Carol does.
Oh, you're going to buy rings before you get married? Is that a Southern thing, like Steel Magnolias?
So, Carol, have you ever even watched Steel Magnolias, okay? Tinsley just falls over because she didn't get her candy on time. Carol's stupid.
Oh,
really
is that...
Really mad at Carol today, can you tell?
Is that a reference to Daryl Hannah? I've only seen one part of Steel Magnolias, and it was when, like, Daryl Hannah had some sort of... Or Julia Roberts had some sort of issue with diabetes. Roberts,
yeah, she was, like, diabetic and didn't get her...
Yeah.
Insulin or sugar in time or whatever, and that's, like, the sad... spoiler alert.
Yeah, no, I... No, I it's... I, even like, now I know that.
You bring up Steel Magnolias? How dare you, ma'am? You don't get to bring up Steel Magnolias. That is reserved.
I'm really happy because this has distracted you from shaming me for not having seen the whole movie.
No, it's okay. Look, I'm a one-time shamer. I don't need to shame you forever.
I like to shame forever. I guess that's the Jew in me. So now we go to Ramona's house in Southampton, and she walks in because her house is... So her house is under construction, and she walks in because she's redoing it, and she goes, oh, my God, this is a construction site. I'm like, yeah, it's under construction. That's how that works.
Yeah. She goes, I feel like looking at a house under construction in my neighborhood. I'm like, because you were looking at a house under construction in
your neighborhood. You dodo bird. I feel like I'm looking at a house that has no flooring anymore. Yeah, there's no more flooring.
Where am I going to ask people to hang up cords? Hey, Carl, will you hang up cords? Oh, my God, I don't even know where to tell you to do it.
I'm like, do you mean to tell me, Ramona, you had those two lovely gay men rearrange everything in your house only to have everything taken out so it could be stripped down and redone?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I thought that was the remodel. I'm really confused by this whole thing.
To say I'm in shock is an understatement.
Is this a different house? Does she have another house there that maybe Mario was living in or something?
This is... I feel like this is not the same house that she's had since season one. I could be wrong, but I guess it probably is. You know what? I'm sorry. It is, because I think in the divorce, she famously got to keep that awesome house, because they have an amazing Hamptons house.
The other one that we've seen is a new house, right? Because she's like, oh, that's right. I earned this because I'm a business woman. Okay.
Oh, is this a new... But she made this whole...
Very important. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm a maven. When it comes to flooring, I'm a maven. Everything I do, I just sort of become a maven. I guess I become a maven about flooring. And this staining is really great, because I'm a maven on staining, okay? I feel like a good stain.
She's like, oh,
I'm dizzy.
God, look at these are my floors. They're made out of wood. I'm going to dance on them. I was like, those aren't even stained yet, you idiot. She's like going to scratch up her new floor.
Most people get divorced and say, out with the old and in with the new. But I'm like, I like my real estate, so I'm just going to change it. I'm like, yeah, you are getting rid of all your old furnishing and fixtures and bring you new things, Ramona.
She's like, it's kind of new.
Yeah.
So she's like, and then Carl's like, ha ha, wait till the kitchen. She's like, oh my God, there is no kitchen there. There is no kitchen. Okay, really. We get it.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of like the reverse.
She does that like squirt thing where her head just starts bobbing.
And yeah, she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Wait till I tell my daughter/best friend Avery about what happened in the kitchen out here. Oh my God. It's like, I'm a maven about seeing the future, but even I didn't see this.
We're oh my so God. Young, this is how we communicate. And only we understand. We're like those little baby twins on the tube of you.
One time, Avery and I went to a sheep farm, and we got so confused because we're like, ba, ba, ba. And she was like, ba, ba, ba. But all the sheep were like, ba, ba, ba. I'm like, which one is Avery? Which one's a sheep? I can't tell. It's not right. It's disrespectful. Day, class, say, sheep, okay?
Fortunately, we all got shorned.
Well, this one time, I was a little girl. I went to a sheep farm, and I was like, whoa, look at all the wool. I want to touch it. And Geraldine Parsons said, don't touch the sheep. Not allowed. And to this day, I can't wear wool, okay? I'm sorry. I don't even know if it's itchy, because I can't even wear it.
Can't even watch Love Connection, because that guy's name is Chuck Woolley. Triggered
me. I can't even listen to Aaron Neville. Because he says cotton is the fabric of our lives. And I'm like, I don't understand the difference between cotton and wool. They're both fabrics, okay? Fabrics.
Where is my kitchen? So Carl's like, okay, are we going to fuck or not? So she leaves. Oh, no, as she leaves, she goes, well, they say be careful what you wish for, because I didn't get it.
Like, Ramona, what are you talking about at this scene? What are you talking about?
How many sittings is Ramona just going to slaughter in this one scene?
Now, I have to give a standing ovation for Dale, because her entrance on this scene was just sort of like brilliant. She just sort of comes gliding down the sidewalk, like that wind is in her hair. She's got a rolling suitcase, and she just is like effortlessly, like southern and rich. In full fur. She's like, ha, I'm Dale. Yeah, I've arrived. How are you?
Which every doorman loves. He's like, really? Do you want to hear? No, not really.
Her blowout is about to like take off because it's just like full of so much air, just billowing through it, you know?
So this is one of those, I mean, we pretty much know this relationship, and we know it in so many people in life, where she comes in and the Chiron says, Tinsley's dog, Barbie. A, don't name your dog Barbie, it's a stupid name. No offense to anybody really named Barbie. B, that is not your dog if your mother takes care of it, okay?
Yeah.
It's your mom's dog.
Yeah, exactly. So Dale shows up at the door. And Tim's like, oh, and she like takes Barbie and just like the door just like slams down. She's like, oh, nah, I had a graceful entrance down below and I have to maintain my streak and be like, and she's like, can't hold all her luggage.
Oh, let me help you. I adore seeing my mom, but it's like, we see each other all the time. Like, every 5 minutes. Like, she won't leave. So, hi, Barbie. And her mom goes, I knew you'd be happy to see him.
Him. Give him back to grandmother. I'm like, of course she would call herself grandmother. Like, totally, like, very formal. The most formal way to say grandmother. Grandmother.
I love Gail. And I'm
Dale.
Gail. No, I'm talking about Top Chef.
Oh, I love Gail Simmons as well.
I love Gail Simmons. Okay, this is a break to talk about Gail Simmons. Just kidding. Oh, I love Gail. Beautiful.
I love Dale.
And they're like, bring the biggest fur coat you have. And no, she's like, I'll be there.
Dale is wonderful.
So she's like, I didn't tell you, but Sonia came here to stay. And she's like, oh, really?
I think the...
I'm making Dale face for a bit, yeah. Everybody. You can't see it.
Yeah, because we're actually recording in person today, and we've both been making all sorts of like faces. Like, I got dizzy before because I was doing crazy Ramona squint. I was like, whoa. And my head was bouncing and everything, and I was like seeing stars afterwards.
Oh my God, making those TV party app videos where we see ourselves.
Oh yeah, we'll be.
What is my Ramona? I just look like a crazy person banging my head up against the piano.
Yeah, someone on Twitter today was like, hey, I'm a new listener, love your show, it's hilarious, but like the impersonations are crazy, and on Southern Charm keep saying Garsh all the time. I'm like, yeah, we are aware.
I know, but those don't come out of nowhere, you know. Sometimes we'll think we made stuff up, and it's like, oh my God, we didn't make that up.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought we talked about Landon like she was a dolphin. No, Catherine said that.
Oh. So there we go.
You know, it's like things like that we don't remember, you know. But I will guarantee you once a season, you'll hear stuff go, Garsh!
Garsh! So anyway, Dale and Tinsley relocate to the lobby bar, and Dale's like, I'd like a healthy pour, please, of whatever wine you got going on there, sir. So they're sitting there, and they're talking about... They're just hanging out, and Dale's like, she's like, well, you know, Tinsley, you were drinking a lot last year. And she's like, oh, but it was a way for me to get over the pain I was feeling. Are we really going to go there? I'm like, Tinsley, just be like, yeah, I know.
I just love that her mom's fucking with her the entire time. She's like, well, the flight was nice. I didn't have too much to drink, unlike you. So, what are you talking about? I wasn't on the plane. I just mean in general, last year, what a mess you were. She's like, oh, that reminds me, I got a slip. And she pulls out this thing, it looks like a Capital One bill. She's like, Tinsley, you gotta take care of this. She's like, oh my God, what is it? It's my Advil. Oh my God.
what do I do? I gotta take care of it.
She goes, you just need to pay it, Tinsley.
Oh, okay, I need to pay, I need to pay. Oh, not this lobby, this is my lobby. Oh.
And she goes, well, what do they do if you don't pay it? They just throw them out? She
said, no, no, maybe they just thaw them or whatever.
So Dale's like, oh, by the way, I may have done something a little naughty the other day over Christmas when I was talking with Scott's mom. Because Tinsley was like, oh, I was worried about how you and Scott's mom would get along.
So she was on a cruise or something.
Yeah, well, I thought it was that over Christmas. When either way, it doesn't matter.
But I think they went on a cruise or something over Christmas.
Oh, maybe.
That's why her mom was like, to get the joke, Tinsley.
Yeah. So basically, so Scott's mom had said something along the lines of, like, listen, like, take your time, no, don't rush into anything. And Dale was like, well, Tinsley doesn't have a lot of time left, you know, eggs and such, you know, her uterus looks like a crinkled leaf around October. So anyway, if this isn't gonna work, you gotta jump ship. Tinsley, could you believe I said that? It's hilarious.
Tinsley's about as wet as a uncut noodle. Okay, so I said, and if you need something better, or you need something soon, you should jump ship. And since he's like, what? You told him to jump ship? And she goes, no, the reason it's funny is because we were on a boat. And I said, jump ship. And then they looked at me like, jump ship. And I thought, oh, what a funny boat joke. I said, Mom!
And I was like, sail away, sail away, sail away, which was doubly hilarious because we also happened to be listening to Enya on the boat.
Mom, how did you push my boyfriend? You think that's funny?
And she goes, no, it's not funny. It's funny.
It
funny.
was actually very funny. I was told it was the funniest joke told on the boat that night.
Mea culpa, Tinsley. Mea culpa. I am sorry.
Why are you joking? It's my life.
And then she starts doing that little girl hair flick she has.
She's like, it's my life. It's my life. I'm getting pissed, Mom. And she's like, okay, it's not funny. Don't be a princess.
Mom, you know I want to be a princess in real life.
I love Dale, so you know that she
does. Mom, this is the last thing I need right now.
Princess. She's like, Mom, this is the last thing I need right now.
And then Tinsley, who we found out this week through Instagram pictures, is friends with Shep from Southern Charm.
Okay, makes sense.
You can tell that they've been hanging out because she goes, Mom, Jiminy Christmas. It's like, that is such a Shep thing to say.
And so she's like, Tinsley's sort of like making a lot of noise, and Dale's like, quiet down. She's like, we're in the lobby of my hotel. I'm sorry, I live here.
Yeah, which, how can you stress out my boyfriend?
And then the mom goes, well, I thought this might be a fun time that we go pick out wedding dresses. And Tinsley's like, oh my God, I don't know if you were going to say that.
Yeah. It was basically the equivalent of Rose taking Celeste to the mall in Soap Dish. Like, yeah. You know you want this right now. She knows that's the way to always, like, turn Tinsley around. Like, Mom, I'm so mad at you. How about we go to Vera Wang?
Oh, okay, yeah, Mom.
It was so pathetic and hilarious. These two are nuts. Dale has created a fucking monster. And Tinsley's like,
but don't tell Scott. It has to be a secret because I'm skating on thin ice right now, Mom.
Like, oh, my God.
This is being televised, by the way.
Huh?
I'm like, this is being televised. He's going to find out.
I know. She's so silly. But I'm at least liking it. I was cracking up the whole time.
Yeah. So now we go to Carol's apartment where she's basically, like, kissing her kitty cat and dressed in this, like, 1990s, like, black, what was it? Like a sort of like a little black vesty thing with like a white tank top or whatever. It was like very, like, crazy. Yeah, it was from a different decade.
I like all her new blue gray couches.
Yeah,
and so does she, because she starts on one couch. She's like, hello, cosmopolitan, this is Carrie Bradshaw calling. And the music's like,
I couldn't help but wonder, how many cats are too many cats? You got new couches.
And then she does the next part of the scene on a different couch.
She's like, look, I'm eating popcorn on another couch.
It's like, we get it. You got your couches recovered.
Yeah.
That is such a storyline for Carol, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't talk about the marathon, so that was good.
I know.
She's like, don't forget last year's storyline.
Yeah.
Couches.
Basically, she, like, the editor wants a draft, and Carol's like, okay. And then we learn that she hasn't spoken to Adam or seen him in 2 months.
He could be married for all I know. Just kidding. He's not. I don't think. Maybe he is. I don't know.
Let me think about it on a different couch.
Also, I didn't read the article, but I looked at it. You know what I mean? Where just.
Oh, Carol's like, article?
How long is this?
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, because she's like,
running the marathon and now I'm a feminist. The end.
I was like, what is taking you? Who gets this long to write like that?
And how many words was it? It was like 500 words or something that she had to write?
Just look it up, because it was like an embarrassingly small amount. She's acting like it's a new book, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, deadline. So I'm like, that's cute, because in your mind, you're like Carrie Bradshaw in 2000.
Yeah.
You're like really Carol Radswell in 2018. Like, when a young person does it, it's like, oh my God, I'm having so much sex, just work.
Yeah.
When an old person does it, it's like, I don't know, you need to think about your retirement. Like,
yeah. I couldn't help but wonder, was my IRA saving me money for retirement, or was I retiring just to get my IRA? I'm like,
blog entry for a second.
It's like,
city.
Not that exciting. It's a terrible thing. Like, she's writing a sex column in AARP magazine.
She's like,
hey, kitty, are you ready to get writing?
And the cat's like,
my cat broke up with me with a post-it note. Well, it wasn't really a post-it note. It was more just like, she went to the corner and it's just been sitting there for 3 hours.
The cat really is one of those cats. The way it looked at her, it's like, I'm going to eat your face off one day.
Yeah.
Please get less fillers.
The cat was like, I miss the old couch. You know how great it was to scratch that thing?
When you die in this apartment, I'm eating you.
So now Dale and Tinsley are at a bridal boutique where this sales guy, he shows up and he's... I really like that he was coming to their level, because he was in full priv face. He had that yellow jaundice priv face going on.
You know, people use the term Oompa Loompa too much.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, what are you, Oompa Loompa? Because they're kind of orange. This guy literally looked like, you know how the Oompa Loompas had so much makeup, but they couldn't get it too close to their eyes, because back then makeup was just made out of like tinted cancer or whatever.
Yeah,
so
like
it couldn't
lead.
Touch your eyes. So there was like this like white line.
Yeah.
Around there. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
He was like a serial... Okay, he's like a vampire who doesn't like being pale, so he cut off some gay guy's face and put it over his face.
Yeah.
He's wearing, like, blue contacts, which don't...
He's like a gay leather face.
Yeah.
Which I think... Was Leatherface gay, actually? But he's like a gay, but like, he's like Leatherface in the city, you know? Like, if he's like, Leatherface is like, I couldn't help but wonder what the city would have been like. It's like, dun 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 dun. And Leatherface, like, gets to the city and, like, puts, like, orange all over. He's like, he knows he sticks out because he's got Leatherface. So he's like, I'm gonna put, like, all sorts of, like, banana powder on my face and orange, you know? And now he's like,
yes, 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 yes. Dear diary. Today I cut off a woman's face and sewed it together with another woman's face. And then I stole someone's blue eyes out and put them right in my own eye sockets.
I couldn't help but wonder, in my quest to have a good head on my shoulders, should I stop taking people's heads off their shoulders? Dun, 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 dun. He's just at brunch. So, Charlotte, how's the baby making going?
I'm a real squirter.
So, Miranda, did you make partner yet? That's great. I'll have a finger, I mean, a coffee.
She's just not that into you. That's why I ripped off her face.
I do have to say, several people have, since we started our rants about proof face this week, several people have reached out to us via Twitter or email or whatever, to point out that apparently the bane of all this is banana powder, which is this thing that, like, basically women are putting yellow on their face because it's going to make your, like, contours or whatever look better. But it's being overused, and not everyone should really be using banana powder because not everyone has the skin tone that can handle yellow smushed on your face. So that's why everyone looks crazy right now, because banana powder is, like, the thing, and it may have been, like, a Kardashian.
People are fucking crazy.
I am so resentful of the fact that you started doodling when I started talking about banana powder.
I was going to draw a banana for you, but, like, I can't draw.
Actually, it looks like my bananas if you look over there. No, your banana's, like, very accurate. It's, like, the same color.
It's awesome.
Dark.
I was going to draw you a banana to show you how much I was paying attention.
I actually appreciate that.
Oh, my God, that proof face is so funny. I love that you mention it, and then everybody's like, finally, somebody said it? It's like everybody's been looking at these faces like, what the hell?
No, it's like, well, here's the thing. I wouldn't even mind Priv face if someone bothered to make Priv neck as well. But no one's doing Priv neck.
Yeah.
So it's just like this jaundice, these highly jaundiced faces and then like pale necks. And it's like, and it's across all, across all races, because I was watching Your Husband's Cheating on Us, and one of the women on there, she's a black woman, and her face was like golden. And then her neck was sort of just like, sort of like pale tan, and it was like, it was, it wasn't, it, it was a mismatch. It was crazy.
Yeah, you gotta keep consistent with your makeup, okay?
Yeah.
Look from all angles if you're on TV.
Yeah, please.
It just cracked me up the most with Giselle, because she's actually selling makeup that's supposed to be the first makeup that's for every skin tone.
Yeah.
And it's like totally the wrong skin.
Exactly.
So let's see. So now they're at the bride's store, and he's like, hey girl, you have everything. I'm gonna go over there, because you're both annoying me already, and I have to close down my store, and I'm gonna sell nothing for free. Great. So she's like, oh, this is going to be fun, Templin.
I like when so they start, you know, leafing through these dresses. And I just love Dale, like, vicariously living through her youth again. Because she finds when she goes, I think that's gorgeous. She, like, had this, like, deep southern moment that was, like, from the depths of her soul. Like, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And Terry's like,
So, I think this is for the bride, right? You're the bride, Tinsley?
And the mom's like, she wishes. Oh, one day, Full Metal stopped jumping off a boat.
Hey, Tinsley, did you see that joke of when I put baby booties in your stocking to remind you of how old you're getting without having a baby? Did you see that yet, Tinsley?
Oh, that was so good.
She's like, Mom, why are you putting baby booties in my stocking? She's like,
yeah. Didn't you notice your new stocking has an expiration date on it?
I'll put it in an old milk container and an alarm clock to remind you, tick, 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 you're expiring. Hilarious.
Remember when I put Tic Tacs in there, but then I got a Sharpie and marked it into TikTok?
Oh, I'm sorry you got so mad. I just assumed you'd be too drunk to care.
Terry, the bread guy, cracked me up. Because when the mom's like, well, I don't know, one day hopefully she'll find a man. He goes,
well, you know what they say, buy the dress and the party will come.
I'm like, what are you stealing from Field of Dreams? Get out of here.
If you buy it, they will come. Yeah, that's unfortunately.
So she's like, I think I want to stay away from the big brothers again, Mom, because like the first wedding was all about me and my mom.
And then they show her and her mom doing the exact same thing like 50 years ago or whatever. I was like, what did you get married when you were 12 years old?
I like that Tinsley is basically having the like super privileged bratty version of Muriel's wedding. Like,
yeah, she's actually nice to the mom.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Tinsley, you're terrible.
So let's see.
So they're looking at dresses, and like, so every dress that Tinsley puts on, Dale's like, oh, Tinsley, that is the dress. That's it. Tinsley's cool.
Tinsley. She goes from like,
oh, I don't want another big mouth this time. I don't know. What am I talking about? I needed to be big and poofy in a ball gown. It just makes me so happy.
You know what makes this moment even better? Is if we FaceTime the fertility doctor.
Mommy, you want to FaceTime the fertility doctor?
Who is Cheech from Cheech and Chong, I think they call. And the egg doctor is, even he has like some like shallowness about him when he answers his FaceTime, because he's holding his phone like this. He's like at his angle. It's like to the right angle.
It's my
like
fertility angle. Yes. It makes me look authoritative, but also handsome. So he's like, all right, well, here is like a UV of your eggs. And so we see an image of just like basically six dots. And he's like, oh.
And her mom's like, oh, my grand eggs.
My grand eggs. My grand eggs. Mom, it's so crazy.
A little dead mom in there. She starts sobbing. I'm like, it's like Carol seeing a hard-boiled egg touching a scrambled egg for the first time.
They were very emotional. I was like, are they both going through some sort of like hormone replacement right now? Because they were out of control. It's an egg.
She goes, well, we got a dress, we got some egg, grand babies. Too bad you don't have a man, Tinsley. And Tinsley's like, Mom, start with the man I'm dating. Maybe I'll get a ring, maybe you won't. Oh my god. And then crying over these eggs was killing
it me. Was insane. And then finally the doctor, and then she's like, do you think, doctor, that she should freeze some more eggs? And he's like, yes, I think that'd be a good idea. Of course he's gonna say that. She's like, okay,
it's a lot of money to freeze your eggs. Get someone else's eggs. Okay, go to a farm somewhere and find a spring chicken and literally ask for their eggs. It's probably around the same price.
So now we go to Sonia at home, and she's, you know, doing her normal, like, Mrs. Havisham mumbling. She's like, did I take my medicine today? Probably not. Let's see. I know there was a dead mouse around here somewhere. I gotta clean that up.
Did I take my brain vitamins? Do I need to take my brain energy? I just don't know. So Bethany's coming over, and whenever Bethany comes over, it's like, for Bethany, she's that friend who calls you, and it's like, how are you? But they really just want you to say, good, how are you? So they can be like, well, here's what happened in my day.
Well, you know, when people do that, they go like this. They go like this. Hi, how's it going? Okay, first of all, how are you? Good. Okay. When they say, first of all, how are you, that means, second of all, now we're going to talk about me.
So she does give Sonia time, and stupid Sonia thinks, oh my God, Bethany's really here to ask about me, which, of course, is not true. But Bethany's like, oh my God, you look, she goes, I love your outfit. It's so cute. She goes, well, my daughter's been wearing my outfit, so I'm just wearing one of her teddy bears and, you know, some skinny jeans. And Bethany's like, oh my God, speaking of skinny jeans, here we go. I got some for you. They just came offline. I don't know if we're using them. All right, put them on right now. I'm wearing skinny jeans too. You put on skinny jeans too. So can we do a scene, one fucking scene without this?
I know. So Sonia's sitting there, and she's like, you know, it's funny, because for me, when I do my businesses, it's really just to, like, a creative outlet for me. You know, like, I got these shoes here, and I have that business where I'm building boxes. Like, I actually, like, it's a cardboard business for boxes, and I got the Sonia Iron and Sonia Rulers.
I'm actually selling outlets, which I figure is creative.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take them to Woodbury Commons, and we're going to have an outlet. Outlet.
She's selling just outlet covers. She's like, I'm selling outlet covers shaped like vaginas.
I've got an outlet. It's really cool. It actually is like, it's sort of like a little miniature fish tank, and there's a little fish in there, so it looks like it's a fish tank, but it's actually an outlet. We're having some production issues, some cracks. It caused it burned down a few houses, but
and Bethany's doing that smile where she's like, her mouth is wide open. She's like, I really hate you. I really, really don't want to be here. So when she takes out the skinny jeans, Sonia goes, oh, it's what our juicing girl wears. I was like, oh, okay. Don't say that to Bethany. And also don't put anything else in front of girl and claim it. Like,
yeah.
Have you not learned your lesson?
Juicing girl.
She's hey. A brand. She's a brand.
Yeah. Huh. So basically, Sonia's proud because she has a new shoe line. Well, it sounds like, well, she's like, it's my very first licensing deal, which sounds like it's someone else's shoe line and they just are using her name,
which
right?
Which is exactly, I believe, what they'll do. You know, you find somebody who's making something and you put your name.
Right, exactly. Well, except with the exception of Bethany. Bethany's was a real, her
skinny
own.
Skinny jeans is?
No, well, I mean, her company was really like her creation. Yeah, like the,
but is skinny jeans?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't know the answer either.
But like Kyle by Eileen too, for instance.
Oh, I see. So someone else makes the shoes and you just put the thing. Oh,
okay. Yeah, no, that's good. That's cute. That's cute for like a non-entrepreneur. Yeah. For someone who's now gone to my summit. Okay, yeah. Oh, that's right. You did come to my summit. You made an ass of yourself. Okay, that's right. Brand summit.
Yeah. So she's like, well, okay, shoes, wow. Okay, so I just went to Jill Sarah's house. And you know what? It was like so crazy because I was like, should I shiver or should I not shiver?
Am I going go to shiver?
I had to get B. So
I was like, should I shiver? So am I going to go to the shiver? Should I not go to the shiver? Should I go to the shiver? Should I not go to the shiver? I was like, shiver, 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 shiver. She shivers me. She shivers me not. Shiver, shiver, shiver.
Shiva,
Shiva, Shiva. It's like 10 minutes of Shiva, Shiva. Because you know that's what she was like. She's probably like walking on the sidewalk, like, okay, I'm gonna go to Shiva. No, I'm not gonna go to Shiva. I'm gonna go to Shiva. I'm not gonna go to Shiva. Shiva?
Shiva. No, even in the Shiva, shit. Look at me. Here I am.
It is Shiva. Can you check him in?
Like,
walking in?
Like, is anybody gonna apologize to me? Like, here I am. Yeah. This is a huge day. I like actually took a B out of school. Like, I took her out of school because it's like time to Shiva, you know? Yeah. And she's like, what's Shiva? And I'm like, a Shiva is a Shiva because my girlfriend, like, yeah. Husband died, and that's what you do. It's Shiva. So I go there. I'm just not even there because she's at the bank.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm like sitting with Allie. I'm like sitting and talking to Allie. I was like, okay, how's it going? How's your chronic pain? Okay, great. How was Sarah Lawrence? You grew up?
Like,
okay.
She's going to be so excited when she sees me because she's never even met Ben. And then Allie sees me and she seriously freaked out. I'm like, what kind of Shiva was this? Everybody's just screaming for Bethany.
So I was sitting there. I brought my skinny girl jeans because, you know, every morning wife needs to have some skinny girl jeans. And then Jill walked in and was like, oh my God, it's Bryn. And she cried and everything was happy. And then she admitted she was wrong. She admitted she was wrong. And she seemed humbled. You know what? And you know what? I believed her. I believed her all this time. I believed her. I was like, I'm glad I went to the Shiva.
Yeah, I'm glad I went to the Shiva so Jill could say she's sorry.
Yeah.
about everything. Like, I mean, she said she's sorry.
It was really
and
good.
I was like, really? And then she was like, yeah, yeah. Like,
and really, I really believed really, it. Really, I really believed really, it. And I realized, I was like,
really,
you know what?
Really sorry.
Yeah, I'm really, really sorry. Like, this is a great shipper. Like, this was like the best shipper I've ever gone to. It was great. We got our friendship back. And I'm never going to hang out with her again. I want to keep it exactly the way it is.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, closure.
But Jill got her opportunity to apologize. And I want to keep it exactly the same.
And she reaches out. I'll reach out to you. I'll have Kevin drive over to her and be like, hey, shiver. And then, like, I'll never hang out with her ever again. That's why, yeah.
God, I mean, wow. Way to make it about yourself again.
So now Sonia starts. You lost.
I brought skinny jeans for like a skinny urn.
Skinny urn.
Skinny urn jeans.
Yeah, it's an urn. It's 75% smaller than normal urn. So even when you're dead, you sort of feel slimmer. I brought skinny holla. So now Sonia's like walking through her townhouse, and you know, she got all her home improvements made. I thought this was gonna be a whole drawn out thing, but she was like, yeah, look, they fixed the baseboard and the wainscoting and they fixed the cracks or whatever, and Christy's happy.
I got banged by a football team and a hedge fund, a whole floor of hedge fund guys.
And Bethany's like, do you need the fax machine? You really need the fax machine? And she's like, well, oh, I'm so mad at the contractor they brought up here 6 years ago, and then they just have not taken it back down since. And it's like, what are you gonna do? Who are you gonna fax? Come on, who are you gonna fax? It's like, I mean, that's Karen Huger, obviously, right? Like, is that what we're all thinking?
This is Sonia. She's so full of shit. She's like, that was supposed to be down in the staff room. I'm like, okay, Sonia, put your staff
room. She literally has a room of staffs. Like, she's like, oh, I got this staff here. I got this one in Nigeria. I'm gonna hang out with the football team. This is San Tropez staff.
Can't go in because they'll get a staff infection. We've got to contain to that one room. I had not noticed this, but Sonia has all these humongous paintings of her just sitting on the ground with her legs wide open. Did you notice it?
No, I didn't notice.
I was like,
it.
Sonia, could you put your vagina away for two fucking seconds? Can I go up the stairs without staring at your vagina? I'm not vagina shaming you, but who does that? And then right above the fax machine, there's another Sonia vagina painting. I didn't, is this the only position you'll allow yourself to be painted in? What the hell?
Well, maybe we'll just have to put to use those oversized napkins that she has from like the 1850s.
Yeah, no wonder he brought those huge napkins.
Just drape them everywhere. So Bethany is now sitting there. Now Bethany is going through some sort of like catharsis. She's like, you know what? I feel like my life is changing. You know what? I like Jill Zarin all of a sudden. And you know what? I saw Ramona. And I was like, you know what? I don't even have any anger towards you anymore. I actually sort of like it when you're mad. I sort of like it when she's mad because it gives us something to make fun of. You know what? If she doesn't like, you know, she doesn't like me. You know what? I'm cool. It's sort of fun. I'm like, yeah, okay.
She's a maniac. She's always wrong. So like, how's that my fault? Just let her be stupid and maniac. Let her be wrong.
I'm like, Bethany, you reach this epiphany every single season. Like every single season, you're mad. And you're like, you know what? I can't be mad at her anymore because she's hilarious. You know what? I sort of like her. At the end of the day, I sort of like her. She's crazy. I sort of like her. I'm like, yes, Bethany.
Well, now that she knows the entire cast is turned against her, she's like suddenly humble, Bethany. Yeah. But of course, it's Bethany. Humble, so it's not really. She's like,
oh my god, like, I'm so glad that, like, I was there to give Luann her last hurrah, because that was me who did that. Remember when we woke up in that room, there was fish, and there was this, and
Luann's like, god, give me water. She's like,
what are you, Darth Vader? Like,
and then they showed a clip of her saying, oh my god, Luann, like, we're so wasted. Like, is Betty Ford open?
Yeah. And Bethany was like, and you know what she said to me? Then she said, you know what? I think I need to go somewhere to detox. So, sort of like, I saw it coming. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Huh?
Yeah. She told me. She needs to clean up. And so Sonia's like, well, that's a great place to be. And she goes, I'm so sentimental. Like, what happened to me? I'm like, it's called menopause.
Yeah.
Turn on the air conditioning.
And like,
you're disturbing
being me. Like a sort of a... more of like a basic human being. So
which is why there's got to be something wrong.
Yeah. So now we go over to a place called Khan Body, which is an exercise studio.
This is so offensive. I'm so mad at this scene, and this was all brought upon by Carol.
Why were you offended?
Because Carol's such an asshole. She's like, let me ask you something, Khan guy. Okay, you're in a room that's not yours, and then you get arrested, and then you get in handcuffs, and then you slip them out, and then you kick a cop, and then you smash the door into a fireman.
Because it's just like rolling around in somebody's pain.
We would never do that on this podcast.
If you got arrested, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be like, hey, Ben, while you're in jail, we're going to have a jail party and make fun of you the whole time.
It's true. I guess that's true. But it is kind of funny what happened with Luann. So, you know. So Carol and Dorinda arrive first. And Carol's like,
yeah, the guy who runs this, he spent 7 years in prison.
And Dorinda's like, oh, what was he in for? She goes, drugs. I don't know why. Like, just hearing her, like, sort of, like, deflate while saying it.
Drugs.
So Carol's like,
yeah, this one time, my friend called me at midnight and was like, let's go to Chinatown. We went there and I met Cass, and Cass runs this, and now I go to Conbody.
I was like, ugh. This is just a way to be like, oh, I went out at midnight in Chinatown. Like, I'm just, like, hip and cool.
I actually know somebody from jail.
So she's like,
so Con.
What's his name?
Cass.
I just called him Con. That's so rude. So she's like,
Cass, so if this person did all of that stuff, would you hire Luann here to work here?
And he goes, is she black? Is she darker? I was like, what? And then Ramona goes, she's Indian.
Indian? That is like, not dots.
She taps her head like,
yeah.
She's Indian.
And Dorinda,
you are such a moron.
And Dorinda is like, ah, American Indian. She's like, let me just clarify this, like, because we have someone who's being totally problematic. So now they're all taking mugshots, because that's like the whole thing with this place, is that you take mugshots, and, you know, it's like, oh, I like work. Because it's all the employees are ex-cons. So then Ramona, also, I love Ramona's reaction. She's like, whoa, who's the one who started this place? And this guy's like me, and she goes, high five. I love an entrepreneur, okay? Like, okay.
Ramona Bobby, okay?
And lived through Mario like, Bobby.
I looked at Luann's mugshot. It's nothing but coldness and loneliness. I was like, no, it wasn't.
And it was actually a great mugshot. It was a
fabulous mugshot.
Yeah.
And you fucking drunk drug addict, Dorinda. Fuck you for getting so harsh. That could have been you any second of the day.
Well, I think that's what she was saying. That's why she was like, she was scared. She's like, whoa, that probably could have been me.
I got mad.
Yeah, you just got really mad at Dorinda.
I got really mad.
How could you say that about our dear Dorinda?
It's so tasteless that they're all fucking just mocking her. And she's like, that was so cold and loneliness. It's all I saw.
I don't know. I think
comments in this.
I think Luann has opened herself up for the mockery, and I think it's okay. I mean, because I think they're supportive too, but they're also laughing at it, how crazy it is. So the fitness class starts, and Tinsley shows up, and it's like doing her mugshot again, or mugshot redo, and again they're all joking about Luann, and like oh, Luann should get a job here, and she's like, wouldn't I be in first position? Come on, I'm the OG of jail.
I really was so glad to retake my mugshot finally.
So then let's see, Beth
wait,
comes in, it's like, yeah. What'd she say? That she's like,
hey, what's going on? Conbody, like, huh?
Come on, like, oh my god, everyone leaves with a mugshot. Is that the tagline? And Dorinda goes, in our group it is.
Yeah.
And then right behind her is the tagline. Hashtag do the time.
Yeah. And then we see like all of their like fake mugshots from Conbody. And then right in the middle is Luann's real mugshot. It was shady.
So let's see. That's, oh my god, this Indian thing, so embarrassing. So they're like, let's go on a trip. You know, we ain't girls trip. Just, you know, just how, yeah. How you celebrate your friend going to rehab and being out for one day.
Yeah.
And she's like, the Mayflower's done, okay? It's a more made point. She's like, should we bring her? And Sonia's like, Ramona goes, well, she's not drinking. And Bethany's like, well, we're not in jail. And Sonia goes, yeah, but if you're not drinking, you don't care if anybody else drinks. I mean, that's how I am when I'm not drinking.
I'm like, why don't you just ask Sheena and Shay about how that worked out?
Yeah.
So so now we go down to Palm Beach, and Luann comes strolling out of her treatment center like, I'm out. I'm going to go to the movies now. She was just sort of like effortlessly like it was like she was just emerging from like Nordstrom's. Like, oh, that was lovely. I found some great deals in treatment and I'm ready to go have a cocktail now.
And they were literally playing the Sex and the City thing again, except they were making it sad. It's like, boring, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. It was still that like that xylophone chime thing. And so Luann goes, I was shaken to the core. Shaken.
Last month or two, it's been eye-opening.
Like a good ice-cold martini, I was shaken to the core and taken in quickly.
I'll tell you, I told this last 2 months, I don't want to be stirred. Only shaken, that's right. I was trying to think of a James Bond. Goldfinger!
Golden Luann.
So she calls Dorinda. She's like, hello, Dorinda, it's me, Luann. And she's like, these middle cranky women, eh? said, well, I didn't have the best couple of years. I was happy at a certain point, but then I wasn't happy at another point. Like, look, I love Luann. Luann's my hero. But you force that whole relationship and that whole marriage. And, like, I don't know. Sometimes these victims, you look at the real news and then watch these shows where they're like, I didn't have the best couple of years. I'm like, yeah, that must be real fucking tough being fucking rich and on a TV show and not having to do shit all day.
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that, like, it's not that she forced this marriage and then it didn't work out well and then she gets wasted and she's blaming it on the marriage falling apart. It's that the forcing of the marriage was part of her emotional, like, spiraling downwards. Like, she was I mean, the truth was, I think that basically what's coming out of this is that, you know, when things broke up with her and Alexandra, whatever his name is, her ex, she just never really dealt with that emotionally, and it sort of spiraled and spiraled and spiraled, and now it's like several years later it hit, which is what happens. You know, people don't handle their shit, and then 5 years later it's like, you know, next thing you know, you're
spiraled,
etc. So Luann,
but I always love Luann.
I know,
and the victim thing, I get a little like.
I also love Luann now doing therapy talk. You know, she's like, well, I've been self-medicating for a while. Let's be honest, I binge in order to cover my emotions. It's going to be all detailed in my new song called Binge and Emote, Binge and Emote. You see one thing, but you don't get to see the other. 3, 2, 1, Binge and Emote, Binge and Emote.
Shame, it's what I'm feeling. Shame. It's the shame spiral. It's basically
shame. I want to live forever, but I'm in a shame spiral. Shame.
She does like a job. Dorinda's like, well, in a little sad world, you know, you might not have helped yourself if this didn't happen. So, you know, you ain't gonna happen. Look a little bad way. Also, I got a camp body now. You're a camp body. And Luann's like, well, definitely, yeah. I remember there being doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo in the courtroom. They show her in the courtroom. And she's like, the judge read me the charges. It was, you hit a cop. Dun, dun, dun. You knocked down a door. Dun, dun. So the charges are all red. She goes, oh, I could hardly believe it. Me? Luann does that? I did those things.
Would you believe it, girls? I have felonies against me. Would you believe it? I did that. I did it. So then she goes, but now she's reflecting on her time in treatment. She's like, well, I can't remember the last time I've had this much time to be by myself and reflect on all the things that happened to me. Ha! I was like, I love that.
I've been resting, doing yoga, losing weight. I'm like, where did these people get sent?
Yeah.
It sounds like the best vacation ever. It's like Teresa saying, that was really hard.
I do yoga in the morning, then I have coffee, then I watch some TV, then I do yogas again, then I have coffee again.
And now I'm doing bodybuilders. Bodybuilders the ring. So
bodybuilding.
Yeah, no, I just like that Luann laughed at her own, like, like, I can reflect on all the changes on me. So then she's like, yeah, I'm looking forward to taking a break from alcohol and experimenting with sobriety. I mean, maybe it'll catch on. Probably not.
I've been traveling, I've been in prison, I just want to be close to home. And Dorinda's like, you want almost there in a boat? Because I think that's what's coming up, right? Yeah. Also, I have to point out, when all the girls were talking about it, they're all gossiping after the con class. And Dorinda's like, I love those people who come out of rehab and they're like, I never. I hate when people do that. They just come out and they're like, maybe I'll have a drink today and maybe I won't. I'm like, you are officially an alcoholic. I love when people go to rehab and they keep drinking.
I also love that Luann is one of the few people in society where, or like pop culture, who has gone to rehab, and we're all like, don't stop drinking. Like, just get your shit together, but don't stop drinking, Luann. We want you to be drunk. And that was the end of the episode.
Yeah,
that was
there
it.
There we go. The end.
We made it to the end of that. Actually, you know what? The previews for next week, apparently they go to spa day and they all start fighting. And I guess it sounds like Ramona was lobbying for an invitation to Tom's New Year's Eve party. And it's all going to come out in the wash next week. So that is going to be hilarious. And luckily, we get to talk about it with all y'all in Phoenix. So don't forget to go to watchcrappins.com to buy tickets to the Phoenix show and the San Francisco show, because they're both going to be hilarious. If you've never been to one of our shows, you're in for a huge treat. No one really understands it until they come to the show and they're like, whoa, that was crazy. And actually, we're not lying. It's really fun.
What a treat.
So watchforcrappins.com for that. And we will be back tomorrow to talk Southern Charm, which is just going to be crazy. They just filmed a reunion, which is sad. That means that the season's almost over. So let's just let's wrap it up. And bye, everyone. Bye.
Smirnoff, the world's number one vodka. Best mixed with friends. Release the flavor with Smirnoff Soda Lime Smash. Serve up with a squeeze of fresh lime, topped up with soda. Please drink responsibly.
Plumbing, paint, power tools and hand tools. Landscaping, ladders, lighting and electrical. Sealants, security, storage and safety. Workwear, fixings, heating and radiators. The all-new Toolstation catalogue is packed with our biggest ever range of trade quality products. Over 11,000 tools, supplies and accessories. All with prices that are... Pick up your free Toolstation catalogue now at all 300 branches.